Welcome to your show, Andy Breckman, man.
Wait.
Oh, great start. Yeah.
Hey, man. I'm here.
Yeah. What did you just put the microphone in your colon or something?
I did put the thing down. Hey, listen, I've lost that website.
Oh,
wait,
God.
Hold on. I'll get it.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait, it was FBI. Okay, I got it. But these are not. Now, I went to the FBI website earlier in the week, and they had different and better and clearer pictures.
Well, they're putting up. Do you want to introduce the concept first, or jump right in?
People will catch on.
Okay, yeah, this is the Junior G Squad Gangbusters edition of 7 Second Delay, and
yeah, we're gonna help the FBI find
terrorists,
find the clowns who were in the
terrorists.
Well, okay, in the Capitol building last week. We're on the FBI website. They
right, because most people don't have a radio station to enlist help. So we can describe these guys, and thousands of people will hear the descriptions, and it might ring some bells.
Yes, we're going to describe the pictures of these guys on the FBI Most Wanted website. And then maybe it'll ring a bell, and you'll call. You can turn them in. Is there a reward offered, Ken? Ken, offer a bumper sticker.
Okay.
Ken,
you tried
to overthrow the government.
No, fine. Yeah, you can get a WFMU bumper sticker.
Yeah, if you turn these guys in. Wait. Okay. And
but only if you turn one of the real guys in. I'm not going to give out bumper stickers for false leads.
Yeah.
You know.
How about a lead that leads to a conviction?
Oh, if it leads to a conviction, I'll give out a T-shirt.
Yeah, that's right. That's the incentive people have been waiting for. So we are deputizing our dozens and dozens of listeners. The FBI doesn't have resources like this.
Oh, hell no.
We're deputizing dozens and dozens of listeners. We have listeners from all over the country, all over the world. We're going to describe the revolutionaries that tried to overthrow the government during their big photo session here, and they're all just taking selfies in these pictures.
Yeah, and you can, and I don't think we should give out the address of the FBI website. I think
we shouldn't.
No,
well,
no,
we don't have to. We'll
we describe, don't have to because we're going to describe them.
But we do need tips from you. You might be turning in. We might be describing someone you know, maybe a neighbor, maybe your parent, maybe your father.
And if we describe somebody who you know, we encourage you to call us at 201-209-9368. Oh, yeah, the FBI has a number. We're going to then call. We're going to check it out. We're going to check out your lead.
Oh, and, yeah, we can't just call the FBI.
Right.
We have to call this person.
No, we don't want to be cranks.
Or research. We will only turn a suspect in if we're 80% sure they're guilty.
Yeah, that's right. We're not being irresponsible here.
And we can't put their names over the air. Until we're 80% sure, until we've hit the threshold.
Well, we can announce names of people who've already been detained, like Animal Skin Guy. He's in custody.
Well, he's no longer on the so there are he's no longer on the wanted list. They caught him.
Right. Fake name.
But now there are 10 photos. Am I looking at the same 10 photos that you are, Ken?
How can we ever know that?
But why would the FBI disseminate different photos to different people?
Well, no, the FBI is putting up 10 photos a day or something. They didn't want to overwhelm us. They wanted to give us a fighting chance.
You know what? That's a little insulting because we and our listeners could handle 15 photos.
Well, especially because these guys are so photogenic. So they caught Camp Auschwitz guy. Done.
They did?
Yep. The guy who was wearing the Camp Auschwitz T-shirt.
Wait, how can they not catch these guys? Like, there's one guy here, photograph three. Photograph three is a guy in an American flag cape and mask. Do you have that guy?
I think I do.
With a helmet? Is that your? Do you have the same photo?
I don't know.
Wait, bring it up on your little computer screen.
I have it right in front of me, but I don't know which one you're looking at.
Wait, they're numbered. Photograph one, photograph two, photograph three. They're numbered.
Okay.
Wait, are we looking at a different website?
No, I'm on the FBI's website.
Okay, but mine says at the top, seeking information. Is that what yours says?
Yeah.
Okay, photograph three, the third one in.
Okay. I'm looking at photograph number three.
Is it a guy in a helmet with an American flag cape?
No.
It's not?
You're so naive.
Wait.
I mean, they have so many lists.
But wait, they're sending you a different bunch of photos than they're sending me?
No, it's just we're clicking on different links. We're not.
Wait a minute, hold on. Well, then send me your link. It's no fun unless we're looking at the same. Send me a link or something.
Okay, I'm going to send you the first guy that we're going to focus on because.
No. Send me the 10. Wait, send me your link.
No, I'm sending you one.
No, because then we can only talk about one guy.
But he's the most important guy.
He's the guy that killed the cop.
He's the guy who killed the cop with the fire extinguisher.
We'll get him. We'll get him. But
yeah.
Oh, but Kenny, send me 10.
Okay, I'm going to send you two links.
All right. Well, how do should I go to my? What do I go to my Gmail?
Yeah.
All right. Come on, be patient with me.
Okay. All right. So I sent you the guy who killed the cop. And now I'm going to send you.
I don't have that one yet. Hold on.
I just sent it this second.
Hold on. Okay, I'm going to hit refresh. Just step back. Hold on. You never know what happens when you hit refresh. Hold on.
Okay.
Nope. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, it'll come soon. But let's review where we are because we've already caught Animal Skin Guy, real name Jacob Chansley, fake name Jake Angeli, my spirit animal. And in case you're worried about Animal Skin Guy being in custody, not getting his kale and bean sprouts like he requested, he got them. They served him his organic food.
So we're not animals. He's okay. No, wait. Where's this link?
I emailed it to you. I don't know.
Could it have gone to, could it have gone to promotions?
I don't know.
Oh, Ken, this is the worst.
They've also caught Aaron Mostofsky, who is also wearing animal skins.
Two links, okay. Which one do I do? Which of these links?
Let's start with the first one.
Okay, hold on.
Because he's the biggie.
Biggie. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's describe him.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Oh, there he is with the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, you can even, they got.
Oh, how can they not catch him?
I know.
How can they not catch
him?
Well,
let's do our part. Let's do our part right now.
So we're looking for this. Okay. So everybody, pay very, very close attention. Ken and I are about to describe this FBI most wanted joker. This is the guy wanted for murder.
And the first part is going to shock you, Andy. He's a white male.
He's a white male, a little overweight. That's the mark of these guys.
Probably around 60, would you say?
Well, you know, you can't see the top of his head because he's wearing that. What does CFD stand for?
CFD. I have no idea.
But that's so distinctive.
Right.
That's so distinctive. And, he has a goatee. It's a little salt and pepper goatee.
I'd say it's a gray goatee.
Mostly gray, 80% gray.
No.
70% gray.
70% gray.
Ken, we have to be exact. It's 75% gray. He's not wearing glasses. I say he's cesarean born, because look at the shape of his head, perfectly round.
Well, maybe the reason why he's wearing that ski mask or the ski hat is because he was vaginally born, and
to disguise the fact.
And he's ashamed.
So we don't know if he's vaginally born or cesarean born.
Right.
He's a white male. He's in this picture. He's looking off to his right. So it's the guy. So we know he can turn his head and look off to the. We know
he's wearing a flannel. He's wearing like a gray flannel shirt
and a knapsack
or jacket and a knapsack and a hoodie.
And a hoodie.
Yep.
He's turning his head, so we know his neck rotates. I'd say. You can't tell from this picture, but it looks like he's about an inch and a half tall.
No.
Or maybe 2 inches here.
No,
2 inches tall.
That's because you're looking at a picture on a web page. He's not really that size.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, it's not life size. Gotcha.
Right.
It's a representational thing. You're right.
He was holding a red fire extinguisher, which he used to kill a cop, but he's probably not holding it anymore.
Well, you can tell. Oh, what a horrible picture.
Yeah.
Even though he's right hand. Unfortunately, you can tell he's right handed. He's holding it in his right hand.
That's right. Oh, good point. Right handed.
Well, I've been writing detective stories for years. I know what I'm doing. All right, hold on.
But
how
CFD.
Did they not catch this guy?
CFD. He's wearing a ski hat that says CFD.
Okay, but wait a minute.
Central Frontline Defense.
Ken.
Yeah.
If this is their most wanted guy, I'm just stunned that he's still out there.
Well, that's why we're doing the show.
Because
trying to
these
help.
These guys are social guys. They sit in bars. They talk about their plans. I'm going to Washington. I mean, these guys, he must have talked to somebody. He must have an ex-wife or two ex-wives.
Well, his picture.
I'm going to say, just from looking at him, and he has two ex-wives. Wouldn't you agree, Ken?
Yeah, I trust you on that. You're the guy with the ex-wives.
Yeah.
I don't have an ex-wife.
Yeah, though no, this guy has at least one.
Okay.
Probably two ex-wives. Wait, let's Google CFD. That might be a clue. Oh, we're going to be ahead of the FBI on this. Hold
oh,
on.
Yeah. I bet you they hadn't thought of Googling.
This might not have been.
CFD acronym.
Hold on.
CFD acronym. Oh, I got it. Oh, my God, Andy.
What? It's
the Center for Dance at various locations.
The Center for Dance?
Yeah, Center for Dance.
He's a dancer. CFD Mobile.
Oh, no, wait. It might be computational fluid dynamics. Oh, my God.
That,
it might be, it might be child, child and family development.
Well, there you go. They probably gave him. They probably gave him that hat after he was abused by his stepfather for years.
Oh, it might be a Cheyenne, Wyoming rodeo called Cheyenne Frontier Days.
Wait, that actually. Hold on, that's not a stupid thing.
Yeah,
Cheyenne Frontier Days.
Cheyenne Frontier Days. It's
no,
a,
they wouldn't have a CFD. They would spell it out to promote their Frontier Days.
Might be the Chicago Fire Department.
Oh. Chicago Fire Department.
Yeah.
Ken, you've cracked the case. Hold on. Now we have to Google Chicago Fire Department. Hold on.
Oh, man. I'm so happy that you have all this experience as a crime writer.
Yeah, exactly. Ken, I believe you've cracked the case. Hold on. He's a Chicago fireman. Hold on. Chicago Fire. Hello, FBI. Oh, my God. My kids will be so proud of me.
Oh, man. If
Chicago Fire Department, you know what comes up when you type that in Google?
What?
This is true. The first thing, Chicago Fire Department, Capitol Riot. That's the first thing that comes up.
Wow. Well, why don't you look for...
Oh, wait, hold on. And now, you know what else comes up? Trolls. Here's an article from yesterday. Trolls wrongly accused retired firefighter of Capitol Riot murder. Uh-oh.
Oh, back to the rodeo. Back to the Cheyenne, Wyoming rodeo.
The poor guy. So some idiots were ahead of us. Some idiots did exactly what we just did and accused some guy falsely. Oh, no. And they even list him here. They have his name here.
Oh, don't. Yeah. Don't announce his name.
Well, it's in the article here. It's a retired Chicago. He was grocery shopping and celebrating his wife's birthday in Chicago during the Capitol insurrection. So he somehow cloned himself. That's obvious.
Okay, here's another guess.
Yeah.
Charleston Fire Department. Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay, but there's a lot of C's out there. Why Charleston?
It's on the acronym list.
Because it's in the South. Wait, oh, Charleston.
Oh, there's the Columbus, Ohio Fire Department. Andy, there's too many fire departments.
Oh, my God. This is really sad that somebody was ahead of us and actually accused someone by name. We're playing with fire here, Ken.
Maybe this is why Jeremiah was so scared of this topic. we're not doxing anybody. California Fire Department. I think
there's no such thing as the California Fire Department.
Apparently there is.
The California Fire Department?
It's a big one.
What happens if there's a fire in San Diego? We'll be there in 13 hours. You just keep your eye on it. We're leaving Sacramento now.
Well, I think what you should do is you should Google CFD ski cap. Or, you know, ski, we have to identify the cap.
And then, you know, the irony, the horrible, horrible irony is he used a fire extinguisher to murder this
person.
Horrible, horrible. Wait. Now I keep losing this.
Well, hang on a second, Andy, because the reason why we're describing this guy, this murderer, is in case any listeners recognize the guy we're describing.
Okay, so what do we know about him? He's
We know that he's 75% gray beard, white male, beard. Mustache, which is more like...
the mustache is browner than gray.
Browner than gray.
He's looking off to his right. He likes to look off to his right over his right shoulder.
He's right-handed.
He's right-handed. He has this big flannel jacket.
Hoodie underneath. Backpack.
Backpack. His mouth is kind of half open. He probably likes to breathe through his mouth.
Oh, good
as
one.
As well as his nose.
Good one. Mouth breather.
Could be a mouth breather. Could be. It's hard to tell.
But the key detail is his ski cap, kind of a navy blue ski cap with white letters that says CFD. It's got to be a fire department.
These guys, you know what makes me laugh? Everyone talks about that this was planned. This was a planned insurrection. These guys. If I was at SNL, you know what sketch I would write?
What?
The planning committee. The guys in charge of the planning. Okay, did we get the permits for the rally? We're not going to overthrow the government until we get the permits. Okay. Okay, we're going to go in at 12 o'clock. We storm the Capitol, and then everyone have their schedule. And then from 12:15 to 6:15, we're going to have a six-hour photo session. Pictures for 6 hours. That's the plan.
Andy, you're losing the what we're doing here. We want people to call us in case they recognize this guy. 201.
And then somebody in the back says, "Excuse me, I noticed that the Antifa guys, they wear masks. Should we wear masks?" That's what we'll take that under advisement. I can see the argument for masks, but I can also they might kind of ruin a lot of the pictures we're going to be taking. Let's say masks are optional.
Zip tie guy was wearing a mask.
He was, you know, there are a couple guys wearing masks. Yeah. I'd say it looks like 5%. Now, wait, send me some more photos. Okay, so the word is out. If you have any leads on this guy, 201-209-9368, we won't reveal his name until we're 80% sure. We're not irresponsible.
Right.
Okay, now let's look for the other 10 most wanted.
Okay.
Come on.
I have my poster.
All right, here's the poster. Oh, my God, it's a different poster than I had a minute ago. This is not smart.
They're trying to keep us on our toes, Andy.
No, man, this is... They keep changing the photos.
I'm looking at the... I'm looking at the second guy is holding his hands up in the air. Do you have that?
Yes, now I have that one. I have the one you sent me. But I'm telling you, they sent me a different poster. Oh, wait, I can blow these guys up. Okay, so which one do you want to describe next? How about number three with the tattoos?
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Okay, now these. Okay, now this guy is a this guy. Now this guy is he must weigh 280 pounds, right? He's
yeah.
a big guy.
Yeah, he's wearing a wife beater tank top.
Cesarean
black,
born, round head.
Black.
He's definitely 45 years old.
Definitely cesarean born. Tattoos all over his left arm.
Now he has a light brown goatee.
Very
He's closing
short,
his eyes.
Very short haircut. Very short haircut.
Might be sensitive to the light. He's closing his eyes. Okay, now let's look at these tattoos, Ken.
Oh, we forgot to mention. And this is going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
He's another white male.
Yeah, he's another white male.
I know that comes as a huge surprise.
Wait, let's look at these.
He's number 82. He's number 82. The guy with
what
the tattoos.
What do you mean he's number
82? My poster has a number underneath. It says photograph number 82. You don't have that?
I do, although it's so small on my screen. But I can blow up that one picture. But what is that tattoo? Now, why can't they find that guy? Aren't those distinctive tattoos?
I'm having trouble making out the tattoos.
Well, whoever did the tattoo would recognize it, right? Is the FBI offering
I'm reading it. Okay, I can kind of make it. I IM.
International Monetary Fund. He works for the IMF.
No. W-I. Oh. It's I'm with stupid on his left arm.
And maybe stupid is his right arm. Maybe his wife has a tattoo that says, I am stupid.
And he has like one of those weird neck stubble beards. Doesn't really have a beard.
Kenny, does the FBI, have they posted a reward for these guys? I know we have a bumper sticker on the table.
Only if he's convicted.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anything about a reward.
But I now mean, they could nail this guy with these tattoos, right? If his face is a little blurry.
They're finding a lot of people. I think they've already found like 160, 170 of these guys.
Now look at the guy. Wait, look at number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Look at number 7. Oh, look at photograph 86.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, oh, my God. It's a white male.
It's a white male. He looks a little out of place. I mean, he looks like he's well-groomed and might be in his late 50s.
Yep, he's got a light blue chin diaper. Seems like a face mask.
A face mask that when the picture was taken, at least, was not on. So he's not wearing his face mask.
Around his neck.
But it's gray. It's kind of pepper. I'm sorry, it's kind of salty, light hair.
Yeah, well, salt and pepper, gray hair, short.
Looks like he's losing his hair.
Yeah.
If we're describing anyone you know, give us a call, 201-209-9368. Or if you've just seen him. Anyone you've seen, this is a man in his 50s, white male. His eyes are, he looks like he's wincing a little bit.
Yeah, he looks a little peeved.
He's also a mouth breather. His mouth is half open. People, you've got to do your part. Ken and I can't do this alone.
Looks like we're alone, Andy. Nobody's calling.
How could it be otherwise? People must be just listening stunned. They must be stunned.
Yeah. I told you last week somebody withdrew their Swag for Life pledge from last week's show.
Oh, he did? Oh, he was so offended?
Yeah, he was so offended by you.
Oh, my God. Well, if I you know what's my favorite kind of apology? You never hear these apologies. They're very common.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you were offended.
No, if I've offended anyone. No. I'd like to apologize to anyone I've offended. That's the greatest apology ever. I'm not admitting any wrongdoing. I'm not apologizing to this guy who I didn't offend. I'm only apologizing to that guy.
Yeah, classic non-apology.
Yeah, if I offended anyone, I'll apologize to them. Or let me say this. If I slightly offended you last week, I slightly apologize.
Oh, you slightly offended a lot of people last week.
Well, I hope they get over the trauma of hearing something they didn't.
I don't know.
Well, sometimes it takes weeks to get over that kind of trauma.
Yeah, so they're going to carry that with them for a long time.
Yeah, you got to shake that off. That takes weeks sometimes to hear something you don't approve of on the radio.
So far, no leads. Nobody's calling our hotline, which is 201-209-9368.
Why did we think this would work?
Or the CFD guy.
Check photograph number 80. How can they not find these guys, Kenny?
They just haven't found them yet.
Do you think these guys like ran home and like shaved their beards and and put on a wig or something?
Some of these people ran home and killed themselves.
They did?
Yeah, you heard about that?
No.
Yeah, one guy who was suspected of being inside the Capitol building killed himself.
Oh, before they could arrest him?
Yeah. And there was a cop who was, there was another cop who was, I think, injured badly and then killed himself. So there were five dead, and two people killed themselves within days of it for some reason.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Now, when they say the five dead, so that includes, like, heart attacks during the... during the siege.
There was one known heart attack.
I think one woman was shot.
One woman was shot by a cop.
One cop was killed.
Cop was killed with a fire extinguisher.
And then you just told me there was a suicide, which is good. But then there were, I think, three heart attacks.
No, only one heart attack. There was
but
one.
Then what were the other? What were the other deaths?
Trampling. A woman was trampled to death.
Oh my goodness! Oh.
And then somebody else had a stroke. So there was one heart attack.
Oh, one heart attack.
One heart attack, one stroke, and one trampling.
Now the stroke and the heart attack, that counts as a death? That counts as like, you put that in the death column?
Well, they were inside. They were inside the Capitol building amidst all this.
I guess the assumption is they wouldn't have died if it wasn't for the stress.
Yeah, I mean, it was a completely.
It's very stressful taking over, overthrowing the government.
Yeah, it is, man. You don't know.
Very stressful.
If you've never done it, Andy, you have no idea what it's like.
Very stressful. Yeah, you shouldn't do it if you have any kind of pre-existing condition. But wait, check out number 80.
Oh, add that. Add that to the planning committee. That they might want to get a doctor's note.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, take it easy out there. If you're gonna be stealing anything, lift with your knees.
Okay, photograph number 80 from the FBI file. Oh, hey, somebody's calling in. Hang on.
Okay, we have a lead.
We have some leads. Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to Gangbusters 7 Second Delay. Do you have
we're on
any
the hotline? Thanks for calling the hotline.
Any tips?
So I'm hearing both of you, that's great.
Yeah. And we're hearing you now, too, which is even greater.
I haven't seen my landlord since Monday, but she's
Hold
like
on.
A white
That's
lady.
That's it. Sounds exactly the kind of tip we were looking for.
Can you describe her? Describe your landlady.
I think you said landlord.
She's a little uptight for my taste.
But she's a white lady.
Yeah.
Wait, this is exactly the profile I think fits the profile. She's uptight. She has not been seen for over a week.
No, but she's a woman.
Well, there were some women. The first FBI poster I saw had two women.
Oh, I haven't seen one of those.
Oh. I wish I could get back to that one. Or maybe those women have been caught.
And I haven't seen her around here since Monday.
Say no more. I think.
Well, what about a week ago today? Did you see her a week ago today? That's when the riot was.
No, I mean, she was around Saturday and Sunday, but then Monday she just disappeared.
Are you talking about 2 days ago or 9 days ago?
Well, these pictures you're showing, this stuff happened over the weekend?
No, this all happened last Wednesday. It was January 6th, baby.
It was during the riot.
A day that will go down in infamy. 1-6. Ah.
Oh, we lost him.
We lost him.
He didn't know what the hell we were talking about.
He didn't know what
news story we were referring to.
Right.
Maybe we should have been.
He probably thought we were talking about that Queens guy who got impeached again today. We're not talking about that. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I heard that the guy that had a heart attack died because he tasered himself in the testicles.
Not true.
It's not true?
Not true.
Okay, it was floating around the internet.
Yeah, that was a joke. That was a joke that somebody made on Twitter, and then zillions of people picked it up, and even some legitimate news sites picked it up. But if you go to Snopes.com or KnowYourMeme.com, there's no evidence whatsoever that he tased himself at all, much less in his testicles.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Well, that is historic, because that would be, that's the first example I've heard of something not true on the internet.
Yeah.
Usually those things are vetted.
Right.
Pretty carefully.
Yeah. But that's the guy who just had a heart attack. He was inside the Capitol building, and he did have a heart condition. And I guess things got a little bit exciting.
Right.
And he had a heart attack.
They should have warned him in the big planning committee meeting.
Yeah. Clearly didn't bring a note from his doctor.
Yeah. At the 6-hour photo shoot.
Well, thanks for your call, though. And our hotline here, it's not the FBI hotline. We want to vet these things. We don't want to waste the FBI's time. The FBI number is 800-225-5324. But we want you to call us if you recognize any of the people we're talking about here. And we will vet them. And then pass it on to the FBI. And if it leads to a conviction, you get a free WFMU bumper sticker. Our phone number here is 201-209-9368.
And the thanks of a grateful nation.
Yes.
Hey, Kenny. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No, it's okay. We wanted to talk about photograph number 80 on the FBI's list.
Nine. Wait. Let's do the number, 201-209-9368.
Yeah, now, photograph number 80, this is a big bear of a white male, and he's got black hair.
Wait, hold on.
Top left, photograph number 80.
Okay, no, photograph number 80 does not have white hair.
No, not a full head of hair, I said. Full head of hair, yeah. Full beard, full black beard, full mustache.
More than a full beard.
Yeah.
He looked like a mountain man beard.
Right. And in fact, his beard, if you look very carefully, his beard is separated into different tendrils. I don't know what you call
it. Yes. Yes, Ken.
Yes, he's got tendrils.
Very distinctive.
Yeah.
Yes, good eye, Ken.
Oh, we'll come back to him. We have another call.
That's kind of cool.
Gangbuster, 7-second delay. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Huh?
You have a tip for us?
Is this Shut Up Weirdo?
No, it's not Shut Up Weirdo. We're trying to catch terrorists.
It's okay. So, Ken, just for the record, it's 6:34. How many legitimate phone calls have we received so far?
That would be none.
Yeah, that would be none.
Yeah, none. But we have gotten phone calls.
Oh, Ken. This is so stupid. This is just stupid. Are we committed to this?
I think we have to commit, yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Oh, Ken, this is so stupid.
Well, right, would you like other?
Let's describe other. Okay, now let's look at photograph 88.
We didn't even finish describing photograph number 80, the guy with the tendril beard.
Okay. He's a big guy. I'd say he's 270 pounds, right?
Yep.
260.
He's got a red shirt and a sweatshirt over his red shirt and a backpack.
I'd say he's 35 years old.
He's got a very determined look in his eyes.
He does.
Yeah.
Hey. Wait, and he's carrying something. His left arm, you can't quite see it.
Yeah.
It's cropped. We know he can walk upright. We know he's a biped.
Yes. There is that. Hey, we have another call. Thanks for calling.
From this picture, I'd say he's 3 inches tall.
No, again, Andy, you're looking at it on a computer screen. That's not real size. That's not his actual...
Oh, okay, then there's no way to tell.
Right. Hi, you're on the air. Thanks for calling Gangbusters.
Hey, you're doing a great job, a great public service.
Thank you.
I think from the description of the gray-haired beard stubble guy, I'm pretty sure that's 90s-era Eric Clapton, so...
With the tattoo?
Pretty positive.
No, the guy with the light blue chin diaper.
Yeah, well, the one you said had the neck stubble.
Yeah.
No, the guy with the neck stubble.
No, that's not Eric Clapton.
Neck stubble is number 82.
No, it's definitely Clapton, the way you described it.
Unless Clapton, I mean, did Clapton weigh almost 300 pounds at some point?
Well, you know how junkies sometimes get very heavy?
They balloon, you're right. Good point.
Had these tattoos removed.
There you go. And also, it sounds like the chin diaper guy could be Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada. Yeah.
So it's Eric Clapton if he had a time machine. Yeah, that's kind of a long shot.
Yeah, maybe he came from the Eric convention.
Now look. Here's a very distinctive guy, Ken. I want your opinion.
Thanks for
on
your
this.
Call. Yeah.
Photograph 85.
Okay.
Now, this guy has a very distinctive shaped face, right?
Oh, my God, you're right. Look at that face.
Yeah. What is that shape? That's like an octagon or something. There's 8 sides to it.
You can't tell whether he's cesarean born or not because he's wearing a gray hoodie. It's a champion hoodie.
But wait, he has something hidden under. Oh, this is kind of ominous. This guy looks kind of dangerous, actually. He's something under his jacket that he's carrying.
Right. And he's kind of got a puckered mouth like a supermodel.
But this is another goatee. Man, goatees, that's the actual trademark of these guys.
Yeah.
But now,
and
Ken,
it looks like he's
guy.
Ginger. Looks like he's kind of got red hair on that goatee.
He's losing his hair.
Hey, Andy, we have another tip. Hi, thanks for calling Gangbusters. Hi, you're on the air.
CFD guy.
Give us your tip.
CFD guy,
yeah.
I really believe that's a Chicago Fire Department hat.
Uh-huh. Do you really think it's Chicago Fire Department?
I do.
Have you done any homework on that? Like, have you looked up Chicago Fire Department merch?
No, he has a little feeling. Bit. That has to be good enough for now.
Okay. Oh, I didn't realize you had a feeling. Okay. A
little bit. But also, chosen weapon, fire extinguisher.
Yes. Well, that's a good point.
I mean, he's like a video game character.
I feel so sorry for the guy that was falsely accused. Who did that?
Oh, my God. That gets done left and right all the time.
But by name? Isn't that a crime to out somebody by accuse somebody by name?
That's a good question. No, actually, it's not. Doxing people it's not a federal crime. I think it varies. It varies from state to state, municipality to municipality.
But what if you're out of state? What jurisdiction applies?
I don't know.
Where the subject lives?
I'm on the page that has all the Chicago Fire Department merch, and I'm not seeing anything that looks like that hat.
Okay, so this is, at least it's a small step forward. We know he is not a Chicago fireman.
Yeah.
We've eliminated them.
There are some hats here, but there's no ski hats.
Okay, we've eliminated the Chicago Fire Department.
Chicago Fire Department logo. Let's look at that. No, totally different. Totally different.
I think it's a bootleg from
It's not even close. The Chicago Fire Department logo is really like crazy and ornate. Looks like it's from the 19th century.
You know how much money I would pay, Ken, for the next batch of FBI photos to include two guys wearing WFMU hats? I'd pay $1,000. That would make my day.
No, the closest we ever...
A 7-second delay t-shirt.
We had...
Hey, any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, we had our 15 minutes of fame during the Zuccotti Park Occupy Wall Street protest.
They were wearing some FMUs?
There was a guy who got arrested, and I think the picture ran in the Daily News, and he was wearing an FMU t-shirt.
How proud you must have been.
I was so proud. I still have that picture.
Okay, wait, now here's a guy wearing a distinctive shirt. Okay.
Hey, thanks, caller.
Thanks, caller. Okay, photograph
trust your feelings. Photograph 84. Okay, looking for...
Because there's a logo on his shirt. It looks like it says Champion. But that's probably the name of a brand or a store. God, that probably is not a big lead.
What happened to my... here it is. Okay, 84. Yeah, that's who we were just talking about. The guy with the ginger goatee. And he's wearing
I was talking about somebody else. Oh, my God.
Oh, Ken, who were you talking about?
I was talking about, let me see, photo 85.
Oh, 85.
That's a weird-looking guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is a weird-looking guy.
You would not forget that guy.
No.
That guy. Okay,
no.
So
let's try to describe
listen very carefully. I want to just address our listeners, Ken.
Okay, go ahead.
Our deputies out there. We are looking for a weird-looking guy.
Really weird-looking.
If you know this guy, please call us immediately. Don't approach him yourself. He could be dangerous.
I think he's wearing glasses, right? Possibly.
No. Wait, are you looking at the same guy?
Yeah, 85. 85.
I don't see glasses.
Okay. No, look at his right eye. It kind of looks like he's got something. Oh, maybe not. Okay.
Or maybe it's just in shadow. But yeah. Look at there's something under his jacket. Doesn't that
I
look
know,
scary?
I know. That's scary. Yeah, that is scary. Something
it could
very
be some kind of device of some kind.
Yeah.
And he's zippered all the way up so you can't see what he's carrying under his jacket.
Right, and like the rest of them, he's wearing a backpack.
And he has a goatee. But Ken, this is the weirdest looking guy. This guy would be recognized.
Yes.
He's a weird looking guy. People.
You know who he looks like?
Think hard. Give us a call.
You know who he looks like? I'll tell you.
9368. Who does he look like?
He looks like Son of Sam, David Berkowitz. After he's lost maybe 30, 40 pounds.
Yeah, and after he's gone back in time 20 years.
Yeah, more than 20 years.
Yes, Ken, yes. He's David Berkowitz's son.
Could be.
Maybe it's the spawn of David Berkowitz and the neighbor's dog, the hell spawn.
Son of Sam was a dog.
Son of Sam was a dog. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Andy, you'll be happy to know that they have captured Hanging by One Arm guy. His real name is Josiah Colt.
And are they just going around the country capturing these guys?
Yeah. And you know who tuned in? You know who turned in Josiah Colt?
I'm going to guess his ex-wife.
His mom.
Oh. If any of these guys have ex-wives, they're in trouble.
They've also caught. They have caught Team USA guy. There was a guy 6'6" wearing an Olympic Team USA jacket, and it turned out that he's an Olympic gold medal swimmer named Cleet Keller. He's now
in detention.
You know,
the planning committee should have really seriously considered the mask idea.
They don't want to rip off Antifa. The
those
mask.
Antifa guys, they're losers. They hate themselves, but you got to give them this. They know how to wear those masks.
Yeah, the mask, they don't want to rip off Antifa. They have to make their own way. They have to be, MAGA has to be original.
Yeah, will our MAGA hats be enough of a disguise? Oh, yeah, that'll do.
All
right,
so.
You know what I think? I think the planning committee kind of rushed their final report through.
What about, let's see, did we check out Columbus? No. Columbus Fire Department merch?
Nobody's called it. Yeah, true. That was the guy I was just telling you, that guy. Wait.
Well, we checked out, we have ruled out Chicago Fire Department. Let's look up Columbus, Ohio Fire Department.
Oh, you're looking at what their ski hats look like?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Columbus Fire Department merch.
It makes me a little mad at the FBI. Why are we doing all their legwork? I pay good taxes. Why are we doing their job?
Oh, man, this is really upsetting. The Columbus, Ohio Fire Department logo is a complete ripoff of the Chicago Fire Department logo.
Well, it's no help. It's a dead end. It's what we call a red herring.
How about Charlottesville?
It's a false lead.
Charlottesville Fire Department merch. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
Okay, Ken, let's just continue. Okay, so who have we not discussed yet? Now, some of these guys, like, you know who might not be caught?
Who?
Check out photograph 87. Big, fat, burly guy, but blurry. Not a good picture.
Big old red face. Very red face.
Let's call him Red Face.
Yeah, Red Face. Looks like he had been wearing goggles and then took them off.
Maybe. It's a guy that likes to take off his goggles. It's a guy with a very blurry face. If you know anyone whose face is out of focus, give us a call, 201-209-9368.
And his hair is a mess. Would you agree? His hair is kind of...
It's hard to tell. It's just so out of focus. I'd say he's between 3.5 and 4 inches tall.
Andy, no. Andy, yes. That's the picture on your computer.
Yeah.
That's not his actual size.
Oh, so there's no way to determine his size. Right. He's between 4 inches tall and 6 feet. There's no way to tell.
Hey, we have a call. Thanks for calling Gangbusters. 7 second delay. Do you have a tip for us? No.
Oh, my God, Ken.
No.
It can't get worse.
They got nothing.
Now, this is another guy that's going to be hard. Here's a challenging one.
88?
Oh, no. No, it's 89. No, it's not hard.
Oh, yeah.
Very distinctive tattoo.
What, on his neck?
Of course.
Yeah, you're right. What is that neck tattoo?
It's a giant green flower.
Is it really?
I don't know. Or something. What
does
it look like?
I don't think so. It's hard to tell.
That is very distinctive. Somebody knows that guy.
Yeah, and he's throwing something. Looks like
he's throwing something. Yeah. Oh, or he's holding some kind of pole.
He's got one of those Amish beards.
And then, hey, check out his pocket there in his sweatshirt. He's carrying something.
Yeah, he's carrying. Hey, we have another tip.
I don't think so.
Thanks for calling Gangbusters. Have you got a tip for us?
You'll never catch us because we scrambled the satellites.
Oh my God, that was scary.
That was not even close to scary. We're inviting.
Where's Nadia? How come Nadia's not calling?
That's what we're down to. Where's our 7-year-old listener?
Yeah, our regular caller.
That's where we are.
Nadia.
That's where we've come.
Hi, you're on the air. Have you got a tip for us?
Oh, I mean, the big tip that came out today, did you see that, did you see the big Tumblr, Parler leak?
Yes, the Parler hack.
Yeah, well, someone actually, what they did was they went down and they geotagged, they basically took all the metadata so you can see exactly where everyone's at.
Oh, nice.
At that point, I mean, if you look into it, it's shooting proverbial fish in a barrel.
Wait, do you mean where they're at when they posted or where they're at now?
Yeah, where the pictures were taken. So like,
oh, where
as
the pictures,
they were
oh, yeah.
It, like, you can actually like watch it in video form as this like little, these basically little dots on a map all converge and then storm the building at all these points.
Oh my God, I didn't even realize that's possible.
Yeah, you know what else? Yeah. You know what else happened? that apparently there's some kind of sniffer. There's some kind of like Wi-Fi phone sniffer system in the Capitol building, and they were able to sniff everybody's phone device and get the phone device ID from every person, like in the Capitol or even slightly outside the Capitol, and they just added them all to the no-fly list. Which is why you had all those viral videos of people trying to fly out of D.C. and then just ending up in tears.
I bet
my
the planning committee really regrets.
Shouldn't they be driving them home?
The planning committee now regrets advising everyone
shouldn't
to use
Trump
your
train have
use
driven
your
them home? Like, I
as
mean,
much as possible.
Like all summer they had all these trucks. They were running the highways.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is something. This is something for maybe the January 20th riot planning committee.
That's exciting because it's all 50 states.
Right.
Like, and Pennsylvania is exciting because Hershey Park's right there. So, like, you can do a whole weekend, like, go to Hershey Park after, like, on that Sunday. Like, there's not a lot of people there.
And then overthrow the government?
What are you saying? People are going to storm the Hershey factory?
No, there's, like, the Hershey factory has an amusement park.
Yeah, oh, I've been there. Hershey Land.
And it's right in the Capitol. So, I mean, like...
Whoa.
Like... How awesome is that?
Yeah.
Oh, you can get all pumped up on chocolate kisses.
Yeah, but if you're going to storm the Hershey Land or the Pennsylvania Capitol building, turn your phone off.
Turn your phone off and then consider the mask idea.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be I really hope we get some kind of coffee cat that goes in there and live streams themselves tasing their balls to death.
Never happened. Nobody tased their testicles.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where you can, like, say a mist, and then it becomes reality.
That's true.
That only
like
happens on WFMU.
Truthiness. Well, thanks for your tip. Okay, so back to picture number 89.
How many legitimate calls do you think we've had today? The answer might shock you.
I don't. We're still waiting for our first legitimate call.
Yeah, this is...
Which I was hoping it might be Nadia. And just to bring you up to speed also, if you recall, last week, 7-year-old Nadia called, and she asked for an internship. And I said, sure, you can do our TikTok account. Guess what? She's doing our TikTok account.
Where can people find it?
They can find it on TikTok. Look for WFMU Radio on TikTok. And Nadia is putting up a video every Monday and Friday. She is the youngest WFMU volunteer or intern ever in history.
But not the youngest emotionally.
Oh, that's true. Oh, no, not by a long shot.
She's near the top of the list. Emotionally.
Yeah, no, she's very mature.
Yeah, yeah.
Very together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
right,
back to...
All right, we're almost done. Wait, we've done, I think, 8 of the 10 here.
Well, picture number 89, the guy has a really weird, like, Aztec calendar neck tattoo. He's got one of those Amish beards. That just like no mustache, just comes down his side, almost
no,
like
it's no sideburns.
Right, almost like a ZZ Top beard.
Well, a short ZZ Top beard.
Yeah, and then he's got a black ski cap, and he's throwing something.
But they'll catch this guy. That is a very distinctive tattoo. Can these guys just run somewhere and have these tattoos removed?
Sure.
No.
You can have tattoos removed.
No, because you go on Facebook and you see that he had this same tattoo, you know, a week ago.
Oh, Andy, they're way ahead of you. They took down their Facebook pictures.
Don't you think at the FBI headquarters, don't you think they're saying this is easy compared to most wanted lists? These guys are... These guys are posing for selfies and smiling, and these guys are showing off their distinctive tattoos.
It's true. Oh, speaking of which, they found podium guy. They found the guy who stole Nancy Pelosi's podium. Remember that guy's walking out with the podium, waving at the camera?
The next time somebody says to you, this was carefully planned, you just ask them, describe the plan. Tell me about the plan. Look up the word plan.
Hey, thanks for calling Gangbusters. Have you got a tip for us? You're on the air.
I want to get me one of them internships.
I don't think that was legit either.
Ken, I've never seen you turn down somebody volunteering for FFU.
Well, if you...
Wow, you've raised your standards quite a bit.
All you got to do to get turned down is try to talk in a funny voice.
Yeah.
That's
apparently.
It. That's all it takes.
Apparently. Okay, have we done all of these guys? The blurry... Hey, let's give them all nicknames.
Okay.
Okay, the first guy, Mountain Man.
Mountain Man, number 80. Okay.
Okay.
Mountain Man.
Number 81.
We didn't even describe... Oh, number 81, very distinctive. He's wearing a thin blue line embroidered patch on his chest. And he's got a tattoo on his right arm.
Well, the tattoo is the most distinctive thing.
Yeah.
Very distinctive. All these guys...
The guy behind him looks like Roy Orbison. So let's call this guy Roy Orbison's pal.
Okay. Roy Orbison's pal.
Okay. Then number 82 is...
Number 82, I would say this guy has never met Roy Orbison. So a stranger to Roy Orbison would be a good nickname.
This guy, can we call him John Goodman?
Yeah, John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Yes. John Goodman. John Goodman, who's been hit in the groin.
In pain. We didn't describe number 83.
No, I'm looking at 83 for the first time.
Yeah.
Now, this guy looks cool. I could hang with this guy.
Yeah. Mustache.
This guy looks like he would be a good friend.
Mustache, two-color baseball cap, green and black.
He's having a good time. He looks like he's at Six Flags.
Okay, Party Man.
Yeah, Party Man. Okay. There you go. You need a nickname. Okay, 84.
Oh, 84 is Puckerface.
Yeah, we're looking for Puckerface.
Puckerface wearing a Champion hoodie. A Champion athletic hoodie.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
85.
85 is Son of Sam. He's David Berkowitz. David Berkowitz Jr.
Yeah, David Berkowitz Jr. Okay.
Oh, 86 is the executive guy. Chin diaper executive man.
He's the CEO.
Yeah.
We'll call him CEO. And then Blurry Man.
Blurry is Man 80, is 87.
87. Well, he should be very easy to find. Just look for a guy out of focus.
Right. He's so out of focus. Jesus.
Okay. And then look at Coach. I'm going to call this guy Coach, number 88.
Number 88 is Coach. Okay.
Do you agree? Looks like he's...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Looks like he's yelling at his team.
Right. He's coaching a little... Yeah, he's coaching a, like, yeah, peewee football.
And then...
Pop Warner.
And then 89 is...
Antifa. He's Antifa. Amish Antifa.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he could play for either team.
Yeah, he does. so if you've seen any of these people, if you've seen Blurry Man or Coach or David Berkowitz Jr., we're almost off the air, but you can call the FBI directly at 800-225-5324.
And you can ask the FBI for a bumper sticker. They have FBI bumper stickers.
I believe they do.
If we're off the air. Well, Ken, a complete disaster.
Yes, a complete and total disaster.
Right. Stem to stern, top to bottom, couldn't be worse.
And not only that, now I can't even find our outro theme. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not a single call.
Nadia didn't call.
Well, Ken, how can our listeners get this hour back?
If they have a receipt.
Keep your receipt and show it to St. Peter at the Pearly Gates.
Right.
And he will return you to Earth for 1 hour. If you can prove you listen to this show.
And, we got no theme song. This is WFMU East Orange.
Come on. Oh, wait. Take a minute. Find the theme song.
Can't. Okay. Find the theme song.
Well, this is it.
No.
Second show of the year, and also the worst show of the year.
I'm almost there.
We have 50 shows left, but I guarantee you, you've just heard the worst show of the year.
There we go. All right, thanks, Andy.
Yeah. Ah!
We'll see you next week.
I guess we will.
Yeah.
Can't be worse. That's our promise about next week's show.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Jeremiah tried to warn us. He tried. He said, this is a scary idea. Did we listen? No. Sorry, Jeremiah.
Okay, next time we'll listen to Jeremiah.
Yeah, see you next week, Andy. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Always giving out the number so you can call the soul. Take my risk. I can't take my risk. And my 40 toes laying up and down my bed. Down, I and my brown bow to jelly, my rope.
mold, you let it fall. Just start to grab it, you bring it, you twist it in a way that I stuck it and get it, said I had my right mind, say it a little time about you get it, my role. Sweet mama, won't you let it fall? Just shake it, bring it, you can hang it on the wall. Got it when I catch it, put it fall.
I know I ain't gonna.